All right, guys. Division's close. Dallas out front, so everybody knows. We're chasing them, and we've got a big game coming up this weekend against the Eagles. Just talk about the units a little bit. I think the defense have showed signs of being a pretty good defense. Some things we need to do to be more consistent, but I do see some signs of a really good defense out there. Offensively, we definitely need to pick up the pace offensively. In a lot of categories, and I believe we did some things over the break and kind of self-scouted a little bit to look into what's going on with our offense. And obviously, we need to run the ball better. We need to do better down the red zone. Got to score some points. Our special teams, I think our punter's done a really nice job. People don't talk about him much, but he's done a nice job. We do need to, in the return game, don't get any chances in the kick return game, but as a punt returner, you know, we've got a dangerous guy back there. We've got to give him some chances, and we're hoping to do that. So I'll open up for any questions.
Do you believe the offensive line is good enough, and did they surprise you in what they have or have not been able to do?
No, yeah, I think they're good enough. I think we need to do better, obviously. We need to run the ball better. You know, that starts with the offensive line. The runners need to run hard in there, but our offensive line has done well so far, I think. You know, we can definitely be better, but they've held up, you know, well.
Jerry, with the trade deadline looming Tuesday, have you met with any teams, discussed with any?
We've had some conversation, but, you know, it's always some chatter during this time of the year.
More or less maybe this year, just in general, the market?
No, it's always chatter and, you know, a lot of bang, you know, a lot of talk and not much action, usually with trade deadline.
When you look at the offense, you could argue that your skill players are better than a year ago, yet you're averaging a little more than a touchdown less per game than a year ago. What do you think is the main reason?
Well, again, you know, that's something our coaches, you know, looked at during the break, and hopefully we can figure it out this weekend, Kim.
Jerry, when you guys re-signed Josh Brown, were you guys aware that he had been physically abusive?
I'm not taking any questions on Josh Brown. You know, I wish, you know, healing for him and his family and everybody involved. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Jerry, is it fair to say when you look at the offense that maybe the big problem has been the execution or lack thereof, or is it a combination of the execution and personnel?
Yeah, well, it's a combination of everything. You know, it's personnel, it's play calling, it's execution, it's everything involved, you know. So we have to put it all together and get going. I do think we have, you know, the right play callers. I think we have the right personnel. We just got to get out there and do it. We got to make it happen. We can't go out there and just to think it's going to happen. We got to go out there and make it happen.
Are you confident with the changes that you discussed that you plan to make that's maybe going to jumpstart everything?
Well, we sure hope so. We'll see this weekend when we play the Eagles. You know, they have a good football team coming in here, and that'll be a great challenge for us. And we need to start fast offensively and put some points up there.
Jerry, you know you don't want to address Josh Brown, but you talk a lot about how character matters with this team. And this obviously seems to go against that. How do you reconcile having Josh resign and thinking character's important?
Again, I'm not taking any questions with respect to Josh Brown, okay?
You didn't make the decision to resign him, though. I mean,
I'm not taking any questions with respect to Josh Brown. Guys, stop asking me. I'm not going to take any questions about that, okay?
Is there any reason why you won't take questions?
Because, you know, I don't think it makes sense for people to keep talking about that situation right now.
We'll get a chance to talk to you about it.
I'm not talking about Josh Brown, guys.
Jerry, can you assess, I know a lot of the rookies have had injuries, you know, Gary Thompson and whatnot, but can you just talk a little bit about what you've seen so far from those guys?
Well, Sterling started off hot, you know, and he looked like a rookie a couple times, like you see rookies do. They're up and down a little bit. You know, Darren's had the injury. Perkins is, you know, has flashed a little bit, and when he had chances in there, hopefully we'll get him some more snaps in there as well. And who else is in the rookie class?
Goodson.
Who's that?
Goodson.
You know, we're hoping to get him, and he, you know, he's playing on special teams so far. We're hoping to be able to get him in there and see what he has. You know, he's probably going to be one of the linebackers of the future, you know, we hope, and we need to get him in there and see what he can do.
And Adams?
Adams has just flashed a little bit. He hadn't had many chances from scrimmage. He's played more on special teams. We're hoping to get him in there as well.
Jerry, how do you think Eric Flowers has played on the field? And obviously, I mean, in terms of his progress, you know, with the off-field incident and his maturity.
Eric has done okay. You know, Eric is, you know, he's still a young player, and I think he's 21 now, and, you know, he's played a season and a half, you know, so we think he's still has a lot of upside, and he'll continue to improve.
Were you concerned about his off-field incident where he shoved a reporter after a game?
I'm just talking about what he's doing on the field, guys. You know, I think he's going to be a good player for us.
So, you know, because obviously there's all these, you know, trade chatter. You said, would you – Is he your left tackle going forward? Would you consider moving?
Well,
he's
our left tackle. You know, going forward right now, we'll keep all of our options open. But right now, he's our left tackle moving forward. Yes.
How's Bobby Hart done on that right side with running there?
Bobby's done okay. Bobby is, he's done a nice job. He's been a little bit inconsistent, but overall, I think he's done a nice job.
Jerry, what would you say your goals are for the division with four games still to play?
I'm sorry.
Your goals in terms of the divisional race with four games in the division still to go.
Well, we like to win them all. We like all of our, win all our division games, but we got to play one game at a time. I can't remember when we beat the Eagles the last time, so we need to get out here and play a good game on Sunday and start with the Eagles.
Jerry, this bye week, did you keep track? How in-depth did you keep track of the other games this week?
Actually, I went to a college game this past weekend. I just didn't keep track very much.
I know a lot of people were complaining that there weren't a lot of sacks with the defense, but are you seeing the defense, especially that defensive front, starting to come together and, do what you hoped they would?
Well, I think so. I think the front, sacks, I've always said this about sacks. Sacks are a little bit overrated. You want to get sacks, but you got to just push the quarterback off his launch point, and we've been able to do that a little bit better. I think last game we got the quarterback off his spot a little bit better than we've been doing. OV's been battling with the injury right there, and so we're hoping to continue to do that. Sacks can come in bunches, but I think we've done a decent job of getting the quarterback off his spot.
Jerry, last night, the division showcased two rookie quarterbacks, playing pretty well. You have the oldest quarterback in the division. What do you see when you look at Eli?
Well, I see a guy that, is trying to get our team, get our offense going. I see a veteran who knows what he's doing. He's seen everything, and got a couple of young guys doing a nice job in the division. And, we should have the advantage because we do have a veteran quarterback, and he's seen everything. And these guys haven't seen half the things that Eli Manning has seen.
So. Slippage from him at all?
I think, it's not all on Eli. It's everybody involved. It's offense, it's defense, it's special teams, it's personnel, it's coaching, it's everything. We all have to do better moving forward. We're midpoint of the season, and we expect to get in gear. And it's not like we're behind the pack. We're right in the middle of the pack, and we expect to, gain some ground as we move forward.
How much do you take into
consideration? You did a lot to address the injuries in the offseason. How do you feel that's going?
Well, it's been up and down. You have injuries in football. I don't think it's been as devastating as it's been in the past. So we're hoping to get some guys back after this bye and Sunday. We have some more players out there to pick from to get on the 46-man roster for the weekend. But we got some guys. We're going to take slow and make sure they're ready to go.
How much do you take into account Eli's age when you're making moves in the offseason or whether to make moves at the trade deadline? I mean, he's going to be 36 by the end of the year. Not going to play forever, but
yeah, we're just looking at what his skill set is. We think he still has a strong skill set, and we can win a lot of football games with him.
I'm just talking about sort of like the window for you guys. Do you view it at all as okay? We have X number of years with this,
Well, of course, of course we do that, but we're not really thinking about what his age is. We're just looking at what his skill set is. How long does he have to play? Who can we get in line? Who's the next guy in line? Like you said, Eli's not going to play forever, but we still think he has a lot of football left in him.
Jerry, how big a step was Landon Collins taking this year?
Landon's played well. Landon held things together defensively for us for a little while there. We had some injuries back there in the secondary. I think we had five guys out at one time. And he's been he's been the main guy back there holding us together, and he's played well. I'm happy for him.
How do you look at you made some big offseason acquisitions. It's obviously only seven games in, but how do you sort of view them at this point?
Probably Jackrabbit has played the best, of the group, just stat wise. But I think everybody's playing hard. I think Snacks is playing hard in there, and OV's playing hard, even though he's been playing with an injury. He's playing really hard in there, and Keenan Robinson's done well. So
I'm curious, Jerry, do you speak with Odell as the season goes on, or do you kind of leave that to Ben? He went through good, better, and different. He was in the crosshairs a lot. So, is he a guy you like to check in with? Is that good for him or you?
Well, I try to check in with all the players. He's a young guy that we've spent some time talking to in different occasions about different things. But, we take turns trying to talk to him about different things.
Are you comfortable kind of in his maturation process?
We talked about it at the beginning of the season. It takes time for young guys like that sometimes, and I think he's growing up, and I think he just needs to focus on football and do what he does.
How do you view his emotions? I mean, he kind of walks a fine line with them.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that, guys. You know, he's a young guy. We just want him to play football and let his skill set, you know, show what he is.
Do you have a grade for your team so far?
A grade? No, we just played 7 games. You know, we'll grade the team after the season's over with.
What are your biggest challenges and concerns going forward here for the last 9?
Well, obviously, we want to get the offense going. You know, I think the defense has showed flashes of being a really good defense. They have to be more consistent, but you know, without question, we have to get our offense up and rolling.
How have you, as the general manager, helped provide support for rookie head coach? And is there a way for you to sort of help that process along?
Well, you know, I give Ben all the support that I can give him. But Ben's a big boy. He's a great communicator. He's very smart. He works hard. He's got this. I'm not worried about Ben.